The UBS report apparently says that brokers surveyed nearly 1,000 borrowers who had applied for a loan here in Australia in the last 12 months and found one third of all borrowers had not provided factually accurate information. They say that the liar loans take up a value of around about $500 billion. That is not million, $500 billion. Let's go to a hedge fund manager, Marcel von Pfeiffer from Arminius Capital. Marcel von Pfeiffer, does that surprise you? Peter Thiel's described it as quite scary. How do you see it?
It doesn't surprise us at all, Steph. It is scary, but does it come as a surprise to us? No. For those of us who lived and worked through the GFC, as you know, mate, I was overseas as the GFC unfolded. And what we're seeing, the results of the UBS survey, which is quite interesting, 1,200-odd people surveyed, is that people still think in Australia that this whole sense of entitlement and sense of wanting something that they actually don't have adequate financial resources to service, they still want it. And again, I feel like every time I come on air to you, Steve, we're doing another review of the movie The Big Short.
In this case, the banks must know that their customers who they're signing up to mortgages, the banks have so much data, they must know that it's misleading. In other words, the banks and mortgage brokers must be complicit in this.
Yeah, well, let's go back to The Big Short. Do you remember the lady who looked like an elderly librarian who was working for Standard & Poor's? And when the hedge fund managers went into Standard & Poor's, which for the listeners is one of the three largest global ratings houses. So these are one of the ratings houses that gave AAA grade, investment grade quality to all these rubbish RMBSs, as Peter was just talking about, residential mortgage-backed securities and collateralized debt obligations. They called them AAA gold, solid gold investment products. But the problem is here is that either the people doing the credit checks at the big four banks in Australia are not on top of their game because they do have copious quantities of data that they do have at their disposal, Steve, or probably the larger point here is that they're being gamed. And I go back to the movie, which we're now living in real life, thanks to the exposure that this UBS report has given, is that, you know, I ask you a question. Where do you think people who are mortgage brokers, and again, this is with, I'm not casting dispersion upon the mortgage broking industry if you are a mortgage broker, but typically mortgage brokers used to work inside either ANZ, CBA, Westpac or NAB. So it is in their vested interest to get people home loans because that's their job. They don't get paid and their families don't eat unless they actually make a living by getting Australians home loans. But the problem here really is that people, again, are overemphasising, A, what they're earning, but the biggest killer here, and the UBS report identifies this, is that the biggest correlation between the lies that have been uncovered by this report is that people don't understand how much money they are spending at home, right? So Australia has actually got one of the worst household debt to income ratios globally. We're at about 180%, which means, and this is far in excess of what we were pre-GFC. So whereas most households in the rest of the developed world have learnt their lesson and they've taken their bitter pill of medicine post-GFC, your average Australian household hasn't learnt. So what they do, they're going out, not so much perhaps fibbing upon the application, although the numbers are actually quite staggering. It's like 20 to 30% of them attest to the fact that they've actually lied on their application. But the real killer comes in what they're actually spending on a day-to-day basis. And for anyone who's running a household with a couple of kids, you know that whatever you think your weekly household budget is, you might as well times it by two.
There's been no comment from the government on this or the financial regulators, but you got the impression a couple of years ago that APRA was already concerned at the rate at which mortgages were being signed. The UBS report says $500 billion of liar loans. Who does something about that? What can be done about that? Anything?
Well, the government, its powers are all-encompassing and magnanimous. And if they wanted to, APRA, as Peter referred to, could come in one fell swoop. You know, the bigger picture here, Steve, really, is macroprudential policy. And unfortunately, no one in the government in Australia has really had the courage to put into a affect macroprudential policy. So what you've seen happen is that interest rates have come down in Australia to record historic lows since Australia was federated.
Emergency lows was the phrase they used to use.
Absolutely. So we're still about 2% higher than Europe and America. But the emergency lows, which they have not taken us off as yet, and what this has done is has caused people to say, well, I can't get anything in a term deposit. I can't get anything. The stock market's too volatile. I get nothing for my money in the bank, and that's before inflation. So I'll go and buy a house because I can rent a house. So this is where it is sort of demand-driven, and the banks, God bless them, they're not going to say no, probably until APRA tells them to say no, Steve.
Right, all right. So then, I'll have to leave it there. So this is going to have an effect.
Sure. Yep.
Marcel von Pfeiffer, thank you so much for your time. I'm sorry for cutting you off there, but I'm just rapidly running out of time. The UBS study says that it's forcing up the price of houses at the very least, and that the value of these liar loans, where people like you and me have misled our credit institution on our mortgage documents, where we've overestimated our income, underestimated our expenses, accounts for the value of around $500 billion. Australian.